final hour. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's been a busy day. A lot of ground covered. Some Bruins thoughts, some Celtics thoughts. That guy at the Yankee game last night, I guess, officially has been or the two of them. They're not allowed at the game. Good.
They got a win, though. You know, he's probably celebrating that somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, that play specifically didn't help the team, but he tried.
No, Yankees fans are celebrating that. That's good.
Yeah, they should.
Give me something to root against. Give me something to hate.
That
I was on board with that.
That is the face of the Yankee fan.
Especially when he's got his head down.
That double chin was
all
there.
All it is necks and chins.
Very unflattering.
Was he wearing a Judge jersey? He had the jersey on, like the full button up. That's gonna run you, what, $250?
You think it's Judge? What makes you think it's Judge?
I thought when he was getting escorted, I saw the 99.
It was a Judge and a Mariano jersey.
Okay, there you go.
Judge and a Mariano.
Yeah, I wouldn't be wearing the Judge jersey these days.
Do I hate the uniform?
Mariano, Paul O'Neill, all these things. Wait, what? You don't like the Yankee uniform?
I hate the Yankee uniform. I hate the logo. I hate the pinstripes. I think it's probably just because of the idiots that are inside of them.
Okay, that's
all the
fine.
Time.
But like, that is, you acknowledge that's a good uniform.
No, I hate
it. Uniform in baseball.
It is a great uniform. You don't have to like the Yankees, but the uniform is great.
So I think I'm just so biased. Like, as
is that
a
what
kid,
it is?
I just hated them so much that I've learned to hate the uniform. I can't look at it unbiased.
Okay. I also respect that they still don't put names on road jerseys.
Yeah. Although, if I'm buying a jersey,
I think it's a good looking. Everybody likes the pinstripes.
I don't.
Except Rich.
No, I don't.
The pinstripe is, I think, unanimously regarded as a good jersey.
Horizontal stripes.
I like the away jersey. I think the Yankees have good home and away.
No.
The home's better, but I don't. I like their aways.
No. You know what? They have the worst uniform in the division.
Well, that's definitely not true.
Red Sox is nice, clean.
Yeah.
Blue Jays, old school Blue Jays,
like
90s
the,
Blue Jays.
I like the Blue
Orioles,
Jays. Especially if you get a blue one.
Not even up for debate. And then Devil Rays.
Yeah. Orioles have
they have
good,
all the, like four different greens.
Orioles have a good logo. I'm not sure they have a good.
Orioles have a nice
good uniform.
Yeah, real nice.
Good logo. And then Tennessee, if you're talking Devil Rays, sure. Devil Rays is great.
Yeah.
Great uniform. Great logo.
Real good.
Rays?
Rays sucks.
Yeah, not
no,
so
Rays sucks.
Devil Rays.
Devil
like
Rays.
Like a Greg,
Ben Grieve.
A Greg Vaughn.
Fred
Jose
McGriff,
Canseco,
Vinny Castilla.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now we're talking.
Rolando Araujo.
You have to come up with another name for the random player now.
Yeah.
Cross them all across him off. Stay tuned later on this hour. We've gotten into fantasy football etiquette today. And of course, we started the show with the Patriots and their win total. You can jump in on it. 617-779-7937. You heard Gerard Mayo back in January. I misspoke earlier. I thought that was in the preseason.
That was late January on the Greg Hill show.
That was in January. He said, yeah. Oh, on the record, we're going to win more than four games. Put me on the record. All right, let's put you on the record, Gerard. We're just about to hit, just about to cross over the midway point, right? 8 games in the books. They're 2-6.
Yep.
Maybe they're buying, maybe they're not, at the trade deadline, less than a week away. They have Tennessee this weekend, probably with, although not definitely with, Jacoby Brissett. Drake May, as we found out today, is in stage 3 concussion protocol. I still think he's a long shot to play, but whatever. I think with Brissett, you have, I don't want to say no chance this weekend. It's a winnable game. Tennessee's terrible, but I wouldn't pick you. If it's Jacoby Brissett, are you picking the Patriots this weekend, Keefe?
I'm not.
With Drake May, would you?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah, I think
I would as well.
I think it's that close. I think it's close even with Brissett. I think the Titans are horrible. But I also thought the Jaguars were horrible and the version of the Dolphins that they faced were horrible. And they lost both of those games.
Mm-hmm.
So the Tennessee's saying the same thing the Patriots are.
Correct.
Winnable game.
This is our game.
Circle this one. We got to win this. For Tennessee, they're trying to get to just their second win. They've also played two quarterbacks. Yeah, they've been both pretty bad. So, yeah, I think the Patriots can win. I'm not going to pick it. You know, it's, what, a 3-point spread right now in favor of Tennessee?
They're 3-point dogs. I would pick Tennessee to win the game with Brissett. If it's Drake May, come talk to me.
Yep.
How about at Chicago November 10th?
I am going to pick Chicago in
that
one. Yeah.
Their offense is emerging a bit. And besides the final Hail Mary against Washington last week, that's a good defense.
Yep.
So I would not pick the Patriots in that game. I do hope, as you said earlier in the show, it's Drake May and Caleb Williams for that game.
Oh, I really hope so. And he's been, like, up and down, but there's been a lot of good there for Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I mean, the
it's
offense.
Not perfect, but like.
No,
yeah.
The offense was quiet for most of that game.
Yeah,
he did not play well individually in
that
game, but they wound up getting the go ahead score.
Yeah.
And they did enough to win that game last week against Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. The Rams have gotten healthy all of a sudden. It's a home game on November 17th.
Yeah, it's a 3 weeks ago. Maybe you could have gotten them. I don't think so now.
Kupp and Nacua back, no chance. At Miami, November 24th, we think.
With Tua for now.
We think it'll be Tua. He's out. He played last week.
He's never lost to the Patriots. And the Patriots just lost to backup fourth string quarterback. They lost to him.
You already lost to Huntley at home.
Yeah.
I don't like your chances
like that.
At Miami with Tua. The Colts, now with Joe Flacco on December 1st, home game.
They're committing to Joe Flacco. They're a much scarier team with Flacco.
Right.
As crazy as it is,
Anthony
they're
Richardson, maybe.
Yeah.
Not Joe Flacco?
No, hell no.
Bye week.
Nice.
Comes at a great time.
Huge.
Week 14, that's where everybody wants
uh-huh.
it. At Arizona, December 15th.
I kind of like Arizona. They're not great, but, you know, Kyler Murray is a tough guy to stop. Marvin Harrison Jr. has had a really good rookie year. I'd take Arizona, especially in Arizona.
I wouldn't take the Patriots to win that game if it were in Foxborough. Never
right.
mind on the road. I'm not taking them, even coming off a bye week. At Buffalo, December 22nd?
Please.
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 Home against the Chargers.
Maybe a chance there. I mean, but I would take the Chargers.
The time for that one is TBD flex. They might flex that off a one.
That could be Sunday night. no, I think that could end up, depending on how this plays out, that could be a monster game for the Chargers.
Yep.
That could be a playoff, you know, wild card spot for the Chargers.
They'll have a lot at stake.
Yeah, yeah.
And then week 18, Buffalo, maybe the Bills will be checked out and resting people, but probably not.
If they can't get the one seed, or they somehow already have it locked up by a game, then maybe Josh Allen sits, then okay, you get
right.
a fake win.
Then you get a fake, exactly. So we have them down for maybe a win against Tennessee and maybe a fake win if you're lucky against Buffalo the final week of the year.
Yep.
Otherwise, we have them losing everything.
Yeah, if they're gonna get to 5, which is what Mayo said, they have to win on Sunday.
Guaranteed.
If they're going to get to 4, they probably have to get this game on Sunday. I mean, there's always upsets and there's always, you know, weird results, but this is by far and away the most winnable game on paper
yeah.
coming up on Sunday.
You want to pay off on your guarantee, Gerard.
Yeah.
You need
yeah.
this game this weekend.
But what's also funny, we were just talking about how Jim Montgomery, his first 10 games as a coach 2 seasons ago, they were a wagon. Last year, they were awesome. This year, they're much more of a mess. Last year's Bill Belichick Patriots were 2-6 at this point.
Yep.
They were 2-6 on their way to 2-10. Before they ultimately won 4 games. So the pace to even just match is identical.
They're right there.
They're right. Mayo and Belichick.
Neck and neck is where they are.
Spider-Man meme. There they are. Yep. There they are.
So, look, I don't want to call it a must-win for, like, any big picture look at the team. Like, must-win sounds stupid. But for Mayo to pay off on his prediction, it is kind of a must-win.
That's a big one.
You have to win this game. And the way they've approached it is they gave the players Monday off. And Devon Godchow, who's been all too happy to call out all his teammates,
yeah.
was taking in a World Series game last night in New York.
Well, and the other, yeah.
They don't exactly feel locked in well, on what feels like a game they need to win to pay off on a coach's guarantee in the preseason.
Not only the coach's guarantee, but it's him calling them soft, which we spent all week talking about, and then they respond with a win over the Jets.
Oh.
They celebrate. They're all excited. They snap a long losing streak, so that's good. But if you follow that up with a loss to maybe the worst team in the league, well, now all the excitement over the win over the Jets, you're like, oh, that wasn't really as good. But if you win 2 games in a row, as bad as you still are, the roster doesn't all of a sudden get like much better. But now you have 2 wins, you have 3 wins, you're starting to separate yourself from a team like Tennessee and a team like Carolina. You're like, okay.
All of a sudden,
big swing game.
You're trending up. It's a big
swing game.
Because
now you have the same record as the Titans and like the whole thing, and now you're right there in the number one pick watch again.
So you can jump in on this. 617-779-7937. How many more wins are they getting, and how much do they need the game this weekend? Jeff's in the car. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good afternoon. Two suggestions, then I'm going to drop and run so you guys can discuss.
Okay.
I think these are kind of long shots. Anyways, real quick, on the Bruins, drop Monty. Before you do, talk to Brick, Razor, or Beersy. And on the Patriots, when you go to do Mayo, reach out to Vrabel and have Ron Rivera as the OC. Have a good day, guys.
Okay, so I don't hate the idea of a retread coach as much in the NFL as I was thinking before. I don't need any of those Bruins coaches. It's a fair thing. If you're going to fire Monty, like who's taking
yeah.
over for Jim Montgomery?
Yeah.
I don't like any of those names. Fair question. You promote internally, and it's not about who you're replacing him with. It's about giving the team a shot in the arm. I've said this before. I'm a little more open this go-round. If you were ever going to move on from Mayo.
You like Vrabel?
For getting a guy with some experience. Yeah, like Vrabel specifically, I was not super in on last offseason. I'd be more open to that name specifically.
I don't think you need, and Ron Rivera is a defensive guy, so I don't think he'd be your offensive coordinator. We've already played that game before.
Yeah.
It didn't go great.
No.
I don't think you need Ron Rivera with Vrabel. Like, because Ron Rivera's name came up somewhere. It was a Burt Breer or somebody mentioned Ron Rivera somewhere, I thought, as just sort of like a guy with experience. And not as like a head coach or even a coordinator, but just somebody to sort of like help the overall. Like, Ron Rivera would have been a good hire with Mayo. And like let him run the defense or something like
right,
that.
But
like
ideally, you do want that guy on the other side of the ball from Mayo. But yes, just a veteran coach that he could lean on.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Ideally, you would. But if he's not the one calling plays anyway, or that's not like his calling card necessarily, then why not have a guy with head coaching experience at least on the staff? Yeah, I mean, I would be fine with Vrabel. I still want an offensive guy. I would default offensive guy. Go crazy with Ben Johnson or whatever else. The other one, firing Monty and then hiring one of the analysts?
Yeah, I would do that.
I don't think Razor wants that job.
Well,
we can ask him tomorrow.
Let's ask him tomorrow. Yeah. Bruins Thursday on Jones and Keefe, 12:30. We'll talk to Razor tomorrow.
Okay.
Zach is in Somerville. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
So I was really excited to watch this comeback documentary. I finally got some time to watch it last night. You know, Manny Ramirez is my favorite New England athlete of all time, and I was so disappointed to see the way he was depicted. You know, people forget he was in the MVP running in 03 and 04 and the finals MVP during the season of the comeback. Just want to hear your guys' take on that.
Yeah, so
we thought he was definitely...
You think he was disrespected?
I don't know about that. I just think he was lacking. Like, I think there could have been a little bit more, but part of that is his own doing. I'm sure he was invited and said no.
Correct. If he were in it, I think they would have done... Like, the reason they turned Millar into something that he wasn't... Millar was a good player and good in the clubhouse. You heard Theo say it. But they kind of turned him into something that I don't think he was in the comeback. This would be one of my complaints. Mm-hmm. Because Manny and Nomar didn't participate.
Yeah, I think...
Was there anybody else on the Red Sox side who didn't participate?
That you would have wanted to hear from? I mean, I didn't hear Curtis Laskanik.
Yeah, fine, good point. Somebody relevant that you would have wanted
Pokey
to hear.
Reese. Pokey Reese.
Yeah, Doug Minkiewicz. What did you do with the ball?
Doug Mirabelli was in it. Doug Minkiewicz.
Oh, Mirabelli was. Yes. Yeah, no, they talked to a ton of people. I think they... I'm sure they... I would have assumed they asked Manny.
So did Manny get a bad edit because he didn't participate? Maybe.
I don't know if it's necessarily a bad edit.
He did get... When they were like, oh, we were really struggling with the bats, every time it was Manny striking a curveball in the dirt and him walking back to the dugout.
That's
every
true. And like
time.
What, like the story Francona said about him where he's like, I know what you're trying to do. Don't
okay,
even
that's
try.
Not a bad edit. That's Francona,
that's what happened.
That's Francona saying it. Yeah.
No, but I guess from living those 2 years, my criticism was like they didn't really tell you how good Nomar was. They didn't really frame it the right way. And I feel like probably the same thing with Manny. Like, they kind of highlighted some of the other guys. Like, they focused on the pitchers. Obviously, a couple of, like, the really big at-bats. But, like, overall, just how dominant. And that's why I think when they were talking about, like, the A-Rod Maglio trade.
Yeah.
I think that was way more split, if not more, on my side of things. Where I was like, keep the Red Sox guys. Like, Nomar and Manny in 03 and 04 were insanely good.
That's crazy to me that you didn't want to make that trade
no,
in real time.
No, I didn't want to make that trade.
I absolutely wanted to make that trade in real time.
That's outrageous. That's outrageous.
I was so dumb with Manny, and I was obviously
see,
wrong.
See, I guess, yeah,
I
that's
was,
the difference.
I was so dumb with
I
Manny.
I wasn't at all.
The guy had gone AWOL. They had exposed him on waivers. Like, you but could get A-Rod.
But he just smashed the ball. He's better than Maglio.
Maglio dropped off a cliff. That career ended real quick.
He had that insane season in 05 and then did nothing after.
Hey, could have used that insane year in 05.
Yeah, he could have used it. Yeah. In 03, Manny was, let's see, 37-104, so not crazy, but sixth in the MVP. In 04, he was 43 dongs, led the league.
Real nice.
130 RBI.
World Series MVP.
OPS over 1,000, third in the regular season MVP and World Series MVP.
He finished third in the MVP that year.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Behind... Vladimir Guerrero
and Maglio Ordóñez
and Gary Sheffield, two guys they beat on the way to the World Series.
Wow,
that's pretty great.
Yeah,
and Ortiz finished fourth, so you'd have to imagine those guys stole votes.
Maglio wasn't even; he was hurt in 05.
Yeah,
he was had an insane season in 07.
Oh, that's what
oh,
it was.
Please.
So it was much late. Yeah,
they didn't even need him in 07.
He was second. He was second in the MVP
because he had me
in 07. That's true. So no, look, I wanted that trade to get done. I was wrong. And I was a,
yeah,
it was a
egg on your face,
a precursor to my media career. I was a freshman or whatever in college, and I was wrong.
Right.
I should have seen it coming. But no, the thing that's relevant to me today about the comeback and watching it, and I've said this about, I've been saying this now since last week when we started talking about it. How hateable Yankees fans were to Red Sox fans then.
Oh, and then they show up last night. And you're
and
like,
then,
that's them. There
then
they are.
Last night, these two pieces of garbage are ripping away at Mookie Betts' glove.
Yep.
And the one
he's trying to make a play,
pulling the ball out of his glove. And the other one is latching onto his wrist. That to me is where the comeback is relevant today. I'm like, Yankees fans are kind of back. And you remember like,
yeah, and now they're
you remember
being asked
that
to leave.
Stadium like this place. If you talk to a Yankees fan, they'll tell you, oh, the new stadium's great. Oh, the concessions are this and that, and tons of bathrooms and blah blah blah. There's no atmosphere there. That place stinks.
Mm-hmm.
And so Yankees fans are trying to make a comeback a little bit. And I'm happy that they did that last night just to give me something to root against, a villain on the other side. Yeah. I am happy about that.
Yeah, so they extend the series. They give you a little bit of life, but a little bit more rooting interest. If you didn't have enough, as it were, and I think it helps that it happened to Mookie Betts.
I didn't have enough. No, 100%.
You know what I mean? Helps. Like, if it was some other guy in the Dodgers, you'd be like, oh, whatever.
But, like, I wasn't – did I want the Yankees to win? No. I was rooting for the Dodgers. But, yeah, like, did I really strongly care about it? No, which is crazy. You talked to me 20 years ago. When I'm watching Josh Beckett against the Yankees in 2003 in the World Series, rooting like I'm a Marlins fan.
Yeah.
That's crazy, but did I really care all that much? No. This makes me care a lot more about the Yankees getting knocked out. I don't want guys like that to win.
All right.
I don't want these two bozos to win.
No. If the scale was just a 10 and 03 and 04 was a 10 as far as like your interest and investment and like living and dying with every pitch. No. Let's say next year, somehow, some way, it's Red Sox, Yankees, ALCS.
Oh, okay.
We're
flash forward.
Rabbit out
ALCS.
Of the hat.
Yes.
All the prospects hit. Everybody's good. They like upset or something, and it's an ALCS.
Our 2-point plan happens. They get Judge and
Soto are both on the Red Sox.
They're both on the Red Sox. Yes.
No, but like, what would it be? That I think if it's the playoffs, because you got a little sign of life in 2021. There's the one game wild card playoff. So that was fun.
0-3-0-4 is a 10.
That's a 10.
7 or 8? Is that too high?
Maybe.
7.
Yeah. I think maybe you could max out at a 7. And that's just more to show just how...
They've met again in the playoffs, but they haven't met again in the ALCS since then.
No, I know.
8.
You got it up to an 8.
I said 7 or 8. I'm going to lean in on 8.
No, but Nick's point about like who's the guy, the 0-3-0-4 Yankees...
Who's the guy?
Top to bottom villain.
These bum-ass fans. What do you mean?
But they're not slapping the ball out of Bronson Arroyo's glove and the riot police on the field.
No, Anthony from Yonkers isn't the guy that I'm like most going to be screaming
at. But hating them again would help. That would help.
It does. That
part of the rivalry was hating those fans.
Maybe it's Garrett Cole, but Devers owns Garrett Cole.
No, but it was Paul O'Neill, and then it was Bernie Williams, and then it was Jeter. It was Clemens, for God's sakes. The players are a bigger part of it than the fans.
It's not a 10. It's an 8. What is it for you? You haven't answered yet.
6 or 7.
Okay.
I just think that like we touched the sun.
So we can agree. Okay, but an 8 means you're still acknowledging
I didn't say
the sun.
8.
No, I'm saying I went down from a 10 to an 8. That's acknowledging that it's not as good as
that. Not a big enough a gap.
I still think, like, Keith,
so you're going to be freaking out watching every single pitch and just, like, losing your mind? That's what we were doing then, 20 years ago.
No, I won't be doing quite that. That's why it's an 8, not a 10.
The next step down.
I'm 2 steps down.
All right, 2 steps down.
That's how math works. Yeah, I'm 2 steps down, but
I don't believe you. I think you said 8 by accident, and now you won't change.
I said 7 or 8, and now I'm leaning in on it. You said 6 or 7? What number are you leaning in on?
6.5. Billy and Nick, do you guys have a number for this exercise? Do you understand the question?
Yeah, I may be a 5 or 6.
See, Billy,
so low. There's nobody that's hateable.
No, they
and
need.
The thing is, for me, like I didn't like hate the Yankees,
not
but
yet,
I saw them as a rival. Like Derek Jeter's awesome. I liked Bernie Williams. I loved Jorge Posada.
You did?
Andy Pettitte.
Pedro didn't.
Jorge Posada and his urine-soaked hands.
I hated them because they were Yankees baseball players. I loved them.
Did Posada pee on his hands?
I think it just soaked them.
I thought that was Moises Alou
and Vlad. I think they all just
out of Vlad.
Yeah. Anybody with no batting gloves just...
I assumed.
They pickled their hands.
Calloused.
Yeah. Good grip. They never threw the bat in the crowd by accident.
It's true.
Never. You didn't have to worry about that.
Didn't see that ever.
Nick, hardly what's your
ever.
Number?
Probably like a 6 or a 7.
Yeah.
See, I think...
But he also doesn't...
It hasn't happened. We have no
Nick
idea.
But Nick was too young for 0-3-0-4, too.
Yeah,
0-4, I remember vividly.
Oh, you do? Okay.
But nothing about 0-3? 0-3, I remember nothing, but 0-4, I remember everything.
I was only 6 in 0-3, so but 0-7, I was like super into it. I mean, 0-4, I was super into it.
Remember every pitch. 0-3, couldn't name a guy. not a single player for the 0-3 team. 0-4?
Yeah, 0-4.
Talk to me about 0-4. Yeah. Oh, I'm with the texter, Scott Brocious. I hated Scott Brocious. And nobody could make a barehanded third base play like Scott Brocious. He made every one of them.
Barehanded pick.
And you're like, oh, he'll throw this
throws
away.
Throws right on the
Never.
Money.
Never. Threw a seed to first base. Like, no problem. I hated Brocious. They had so many hateable guys.
I think you're afraid to put yourself out there because you're worried about
rejection.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're worried about saying it's an 8 because what if they lose? You're afraid to put yourselves out there.
It's not about wins and losses. I'm talking about just general interest in like living and dying with every game.
8.
Okay.
All right. You can jump in. 6.
We're never going to know because it's not going to happen.
And 11. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You can say whatever. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. Those Yankees fans last night was quite the spectacle. I'm happy Yankees fans are back. I had missed those hateable villains that you can root against. So we'll get into your thoughts on that. We have WEEI Afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. We'll see what Arcan and Hart have coming up. But on the way next, right after Trending with Billy Lanny, It's time for Grab Bag.
It's time for Grab Bag. Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including some potential new intros to Grab Bag. Yeah, and not just the ones that are going between that everybody loves so much. But,
oh, like an actual Grab Bag intro, like what we just played.
Yeah, so the guy who did that one is fantastic, so I wouldn't want to bump that one. I did it.
I was going to say,
Jones,
was like,
it was me. Jones, it was me.
I was like, wait a minute, that wasn't you? Okay, that was. Okay.
But we do have a couple of submissions. I think this came in from Jay. Let me get this straight, because you can email me, keef@weei.com. And so yesterday after the show, I'm looking at my email, as I do, and I was like, here comes a couple from Jay, so try these on, see if they fit.
Okay.
When it's around 1:30 and the cakes get hot, the Jones and Keefe Grab Bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the Grab Bag. The Jones and Keefe Grab Bag, the Jones and Keefe Grab Bag, the Jones and Keefe Grab Bag on EEI.
Oh, didn't see that part.
You like that?
I thought I was going to say have some fun, but on EEI, that's nice.
That can get stuck in your head
snappy
a little bit. Yeah, Jones and Keefe Grab Bag, the Jones and Keefe Grab Bag. That was pretty good.
Copyright infringement, don't come looking at us.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Take it up with Jay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're looking for Jay.
He also sent this in. He had time for this.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag.
Okay.
Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag.
Yeah,
let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
What did he say in there?
I think you're pretty great.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
How long was that?
It was long.
Round and round grab bag.
What did he say right before that? Life is grab, life is bag.
Oh, that might have been coming up next.
Life is grab, life is bag.
I it's pretty great. I never thought we'd get like a new intro, but
yeah, how about that?
That guy kind of nailed it.
Yeah,
thank you very much, Jay.
Life is grab, life is
life
bag.
Life is grab, life is bag.
I agree. I mean, how could you even argue with that?
Grab bag yourself a front grab bag.
Don't think too hard about it.
I mean, he catches the spirit of the drops and
thank
the
you
open.
Yeah, it's all right in there.
Yeah, he gets it.
Yeah.
Jay?
Jay
gets it.
Yeah, Jay's. Yeah.
That does speak to another time, though, where, like,
Jay's crushing it.
Is here a red. Like, this is, again, speaks to the passion of a Red Sox fan, where that's you're right. Like, all the commercials.
Yeah.
20 years later, you're singing them in the grab bag.
There is a lot of passionate fans about the grab bag.
Uh-huh.
So let's get into it.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Grab bag, grab bag, grab bag. The grab is bag.
Freddie Freeman has hit 6 home runs in 6 straight World Series games.
Yeah, dating back to when he
was with the Braves.
Yeah,
so these 4 and then the last 2 that he played with Atlanta. He's one of the great postseason hitters now of all time.
Yeah.
Maybe start calling him Mr. October.
Greater than Aaron Judge, for sure.
Greater than Aaron Judge, greater than Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, move over David Ortiz.
You know, George Springer was a guy, I think it was, he had 5 in a row or something
like
that.
Park you, Springer Dinger.
He did, yeah.
For sure.
Springer Dinger for sure. But, yeah, we were talking a lot about the 2 morons in right field. We didn't really talk too much about Freddie Freeman, who's just socking dingers.
I mean, they lost.
They did.
He had another home run.
Not his fault.
No, not his fault. That's true.
Not his fault. He's doing good.
I like John Ewing over at BetMGM. He had the game-by-game anytime home run.
Yep.
Plus 600 in game 1.
Oh, wow.
Cash.
Yeah.
Plus 625 in game 2. Cash.
Whew.
Plus 725 game 3.
There's no way you can do it
again. No. Plus 625 game 4 tonight, 375.
Yeah, they're like, we got to stop with this.
Yeah, you missed out on the buying opportunity.
We're losing money.
We are taking a bath.
We're losing money like crazy.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah?
I'm here for the grab bag.
The White Sox are hiring Will Venable to be their next manager. Of course, White Sox coming off a 121-loss season.
How many guys do you think they went to before they got to what was he their first choice? Or how many guys were like,
we
not
could
even,
maybe get Will Venable off Texas?
How many guys were not even taking their call? They're like,
the White Sox?
The White Sox, yeah.
You want to manage the White
they
Sox?
Didn't keep Grady Sizemore?
Yeah.
How much money would you have
to
be?
Yeah, they didn't keep Grady Sizemore. True. How much money was
Sizemore? Yeah, he was the mystery guest one day on the morning show.
He was. It took a lot of guesses.
Grady Sizemore.
In fact, I don't think anyone got it. I think
no.
Greg just had to be like, it's Grady Sizemore.
I got the bobblehead down the hallway. Surfing Sizemore.
Surfing.
You got to really hit that.
Yeah.
Surfing.
Pause. Not surfing Sizemore, because that sounds like...
No, not circumcising Sizemore. That would be a whole different night at
surfing,
the ballpark. Yeah.
Pause, right. Sizemore. Yeah, yeah.
How much money would you need? This is a serious question.
Yeah. To manage the White Sox? Not much.
No.
Oh, okay.
How much money would you need
to bet
to watch every pitch of the White Sox next season? You have to commit to every pitch of the Chicago White Sox.
Million?
$1 million.
Is that low? Give me $1 million. I'll
million
watch
dollars,
every pitch.
And you will make sure you see every pitch. You're sitting down watching every single pitch of the Chicago White Sox.
Everything they got.
$1 million.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to manage them. You don't have to travel with them.
I
you have to watch them all. Man, that would be. I think that'd be a grind.
Is that low? Would you want more than that? Is that a deal?
No, $1 million.
Like, did I back myself into a corner? $1 million feels right.
That's a lot of hours.
Give me $1 million. It's I'll watch team. Every game of the White Sox. All right.
As a matter of fact, it was.
How about this small world story?
Some really build the drama. They do.
Some do. Yeah. Some they make it work. Rob Gronkowski, of all people, has a connection to the guy in the outfield that tried to get the ball from Mookie Betts' glove.
One of the Yankee fans.
Yeah, he was
the pieces of garbage there.
He was on the Kay Adams show, and he had this to say.
This is actually the first time I'm seeing this live, and here's a little fun fact. That guy right there grabbing Mookie Betts' glove
don't tell me you know
was
him.
My friend in college.
Gronk, stop it right now.
He was on the ice hockey team, the club, Arizona Wildcats team, ice hockey team, and let me tell you, the whole hockey team, they were absolute maniacs. They were indescribable just how wild
animals?
These guys. Animals, yes. How wild these guys were. Him doing that represents him very well. I mean, he is all in for his teams. He is all in for the Yankees. I remember him talking about the Yankees all the time, how he loves them so much. And that describes him perfectly, just doing whatever it takes to help his team out. But
he's a beauty. Okay,
he is a beauty.
Okay,
and I just want to say congratulations.
Congratulations!
For shining when your moment came.
Okay, so that's exactly how he was referred to in the story.
Yeah,
by Jesse Rogers at ESPN. He was referred to as a beaut.
He's a beaut.
And Rob Gronkowski says it's a beauty, and he has to pretend that's the first time he saw it.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm watching it live. She goes, it's not live, Gronk.
First of all, it's not live. that was from last night.
You work in television.
Game.
You should understand how television works.
No. How about that?
So he went to
world.
The University of Arizona with one of these... Cretans.
So Gronk knew the guy that played Gronk in the Aaron Hernandez show.
Yep.
And now he knows the guy that tried to get the ball out of Mookie's
glove. Is this the
glove?
Bit? Does what he just happened? Go on KL's
knows
show and every time he's just like, I know that person.
Yeah, I got this guy.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
I
yeah.
went way back with this guy. Yeah, he's from Arizona.
Not a bad,
he's
I guess
from Buffalo.
It's not a bad bit if he wants to keep leaning in on that.
Grab bag.
All right, we have the Halloween costume of the year, and it's not even Halloween yet, but I dare say nobody will beat this costume. It's been picked up on TMZ, so it's making the rounds out there. You know Linda Holiday?
Oh, yes.
Linda Holiday?
I have seen this, yes.
Former Bo of
Paramore. Bill Belichick.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. They were in a relationship, a long-term relationship. She was spotted at a party and photographed wearing the Beatrix Kiddo, a.k.a. the bride outfit, from a very popular film called Kill Bill. So she is going as the lead character from Kill Bill.
Nice.
Pretty awesome.
That's pretty great.
The yellow tracksuit's the one I'm referring to. Beatrix Kiddo. That is actually hilarious.
Not a fan of Bill Belichick. It begs the question, what's Tom Brady going to go as this Halloween? Based on his jiu-jitsu instructor.
Yeah, I don't know.
Impregnating his ex-wife.
Well.
Yeah, what's
ex-wife
that?
At least.
Ex-wife. Yeah, what's that Halloween costume going to be?
I'd like to know. A sad. You just go as a sad.
Yeah.
Because he's having a hard time right now. But anyway, congratulations to Linda Holiday in order.
Yeah, no,
you beat that.
That's going to be a tough one to beat. We got our costumes for tomorrow. Mine's not beating that.
No.
No.
And you, again, for those that missed it, you can't sit down?
I don't think I'm going to be able to sit down in my costume. I'm going to have to stand for the whole show McAfee style tomorrow, as somebody pointed out. Yeah.
The hills fill my heart with the sound of me.
Grab bag.
The 76ers have been fined $100,000 for their statements on Joel Embiid's health situation. So
what is that? They won't play him back to back. They get fined for that.
Well,
for the rest of his career,
I guess. Yeah, they looked into it. They're like, no, we can't be having this. Like, they got to be really hurt to not play,
right?
And all that. It was like $100,000.
Right. At least pretend. Right. You have to come out and say he can't do it for the rest of his career. He won't do it for the rest. At least pretend.
At least please. Yeah. Can you please?
Huh.
Yeah. Hope that he's not going to play again. So yeah. What's that?
Grab bag.
Horror movie of the day. This is a newer one. I mean, we've been all over the place. Old ones, new ones, some in between. This is a movie that came out in theaters earlier this year. Davey and I did a hashtag dork podcast on it. I haven't seen all the horror movies this year, but I think as of right now, it's the best one.
Okay.
It's called Late Night with the Devil. It is currently streaming on Hulu. It takes place like in the 70s. And there's a talk show, basically a guy that would be on like opposite Carson. I think they even reference Carson. So he's like a late night talk show.
Okay.
And then things go crazy. Things go a little sideways.
What's it called?
Late Night with the Devil.
Late Night with the Devil.
Excellent, excellent movie. I couldn't recommend it anymore. That's my pick.
It's your. Is this the last one or do you get one tomorrow?
No, we'll get one tomorrow. We'll definitely give one tomorrow.
Have you been saving the best one for Halloween, or have you just kind of they kind of petering out? How is it going along?
I don't know if I should just give the obvious. I'm still on the fence. I don't know if I should just give the obvious, like Halloween. That's kind of probably lame. So maybe I'll pick another one.
Christian Gonzalez kind of recommended that earlier in the week, didn't he?
Christian Gonzalez's favorite horror movie is Halloween. But I respect him from saying the original Halloween.
It took him a minute to
come
up with it. But
Twitch chat is saying Serpent and the Rainbow. That's a good one. It's a Wes Craven movie. Terrifier 3. Yeah, I haven't seen Terrifier 3 yet. That's killing it at the box office. It became
the highest
grossing unrated movie at the box office. It's unrated.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Was one rated? What about two?
I don't think they had like big theater releases.
Got it.
So I don't think they were rated either. But those are available. One and two are available streaming. Three, I think, is still just in
unrated.
Theaters. Oh, yeah. Well, it's like so much blood. It's like too much blood.
Vomit bags.
When did they?
People were leaving the screenings just like puking in the aisles.
Wait, really?
It's like the bloodiest movie maybe of all time.
Oh, it's unrated for that reason.
Yeah, they can't rate it. I'm sure there's also some of that. Yeah, I've seen everything.
The first one, that's part of the reason why.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
People were leaving in vomit bags?
Puking everywhere. Puking their guts out.
Why do I want to watch that?
You're just in it for the thrills. Nick, have you seen Late Night with the Devil yet?
It's on my list. I didn't know it was on
watch
Hulu,
that.
So I'm going to watch that tonight.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, let me know what you think tomorrow. Ooh, Session 9, that's a good one.
Terrifier from, 3, Mac people and the are chat. Leaving with vomit bags. I don't
puking
need that.
Everywhere.
I thought we were getting, some intercourse.
We should watch Wrong.
We're getting blood and guts and gore?
You get that too.
I was thinking X, not.
No, you'll get all that.
You'll
get all that.
I don't want that.
Wrong Turn, I have seen Wrong Turn. That was actually one of the movies.
That was a recommendation.
That was a recommendation. Yeah. Star of the movie, Elijah Dushku, was on the morning show yesterday.
Oh.
So vote yes on the mushroom bill or whatever.
Well, that's what she wants you to do.
Yeah. I will. Elijah Dushku says it?
Yeah.
Sold.
Hot girl tells me to vote for something, I'll do that. No problem.
Who else should I vote for?
Yeah.
Tell me. Go up and down the list.
Yeah, my vote for president's up for grabs.
I know. You can have it.
Easy. He's gay.
Fire! Wind! Water!
By your powers combined, I am Captain
Grabbag.
Connor McDavid out 2 to 3 weeks with an ankle injury.
Ooh.
So
there you go.
Probably fantasy hockey players out there.
Coming back around for the Bruins. Things are looking up.
Yeah.
Oilers getting worse.
You know what's really
funny? Gotta be good for them indirectly.
Yeah, I don't know if it was last night or maybe a Bruins game earlier in the year. They had a commercial with a bunch of like young guns from the NHL. I was like, oh, what is this? Like, good for them. That's an NHL ad. I was like, there's no way like Austin Matthews and like all these guys are really in a commercial. And like on the one hand, give them credit for making like an NHL commercial.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's some company using them to endorse their product.
No.
It's like,
no, the only
I was like, this is cool.
Yeah. The only thing, a bunch of the snooze fest in the NHL you would use to promote.
Because McDavid
would be
was in
the
it,
NHL.
A few other guys were in it. And you're like, that's like, where is this going? And then it's like, watch the NHL.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
You're not buying a car because Connor McDavid told you to.
Get ESPN Plus to watch all our games.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're not even voting yes on 5 because Connor McDavid told you to.
Ready Little Caesars.
Not even that.
No,
they definitely can't even do that.
No chance.
They're like Pizza Pitch Man, like Connor McDavid.
You got a better chance going to Water Country listening to.
Oh, that's true. Our guy.
The grab bag guy. Way better chance.
Life is grab. Life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag.
Argue with that if you want to, but please.
All right, we'll do the random baseball player coming up next, though, Jones.
Yes.
How's that sound?
Yes, yes, yes.
We'll save that for the other side.
Stay tuned.
Say.
We will do that random baseball player. Get your brain working. Start thinking early 90s, mm-hmm. maybe mid-90s, mm-hmm. 2000s.
Who knows?
Start thinking about it. We'll get to it next.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, time now for the random baseball player of the day on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Andy Hart is in the house as well.
Phil Plantier.
Son of a gun.
Just going to get that guess in every day.
You're like the guy who texts. People are going to get mad if you guess it before there's any clues.
Played this game before. I'm like Cliff Clavin. Dale Murphy is the answer.
You're like the guy who texts Shoeless Joe every day.
Every day. And one day he's going to be right.
Shoeless Joe? Your guy is Phil Plantier.
Wait, you guys, these guys, you go back that far?
We go back as far as it goes.
Not yet.
Old Hoss Radburn.
We're running out of players, though.
Mordecai Three Fingers Brown.
Yeah, that's right. There's only so many players.
This player, my buddy sent me a thing today about a guy who pitched, I think in the 1800s, and had like 680 innings in one season.
Yeah.
But like 200-something strikeouts. I was like, I don't like the K per nine. Like, I don't think
that's terrible.
Not really, I'm not that impressed by this guy.
How many guys is he walking?
His name was Will White, 1879 for Cincinnati. 75 starts, 680 innings, only gave up 10 home runs.
Wow.
232 punch-outs, though, not good enough.
No,
win-loss record of 43-31.
Oh.
75 complete games.
Nice. 75?
The guy could get it and go, yeah.
Yeah.
He never got pulled?
No, he had one relief appearance, so he had 76 games, 75 starts, 75 complete
wow.
games.
Wow.
That's when men were men.
That is when men
talk
were
about
men.
Saving your bullpen.
1.99 ERA.
Back then?
It was up to him. Yeah. He was going to have to finish.
Yeah, maybe he was the only one there. Yeah.
Take a smoke break and go back for the ninth.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was an absolute beast. All right, this is not a player from the 1800s.
Okay.
This is a player who was the 1982 Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
Retired after the 1994 season.
Paul Molitor.
Second baseman.
Paul Molitor?
Not Paul Molitor.
Ooh.
He played with the Dodgers, Yankees, that's why it's very on-brand, White Sox, and
Steve
A's.
Sachs.
Correct.
Wow, baby!
That was good. Nailed the hell out of me.
Wow. Well done, wait, did you get it?
Maybe you got
the tail end of it on Twitch.
Billy does the fall-away, Kobe.
Hits the fall-away. Do you slide back, too? You roll back
in
the chair?
I didn't go too quick because Jacob was there. I didn't want to smash
takes
into
Jacob
him.
I'd be worried about ripping my headphones out if I slid back too quick, but that's Steve Sachs.
Is that a little higher end than your normal clientele?
What, Steve Sachs?
Yeah.
What do you mean higher end? Oh, he's a good player?
Yeah. Isn't he supposed to be random? That feels less random.
I don't know.
Steve Sachs is pretty random. I also wanted a Dodger Yankee. I thought that'd be good. Very topical.
Steve Sachs.
Okay, got that.
We've had more random players, but he's a 5-time All-Star.
That's what I was just looking up.
Yeah.
Silver Slugger.
He was arrested on The Simpsons.
And he was on the Simpsons. He was the second baseman on the
team. So they pulled him over, and the cop goes, oh, well, you're from New York. Huh? There's a lot of murders in New York. And he goes, yeah, a lot of them are unsolved. He goes, oof, you just don't know when to quit. Do this.
Nice. Okay, Steve Sachs, your random baseball player of the day.
Yeah.
Right in Billy's wheelhouse.
How do you like that? Right in your face.
Real nice.
Not bad.
So Hart came in today.
He did.
He was very giving. He
oh, my God. These
he handed out these Kit Kats. We did our candy tears yesterday. Mm-hmm. He was all angry about Milky Way being disrespected. Which he's wrong about.
Yeah.
Wait, you're the one who voted against it?
We both did. Neither of us liked Milky Way. That was actually a candy we agreed upon.
I don't care for a Milky Way.
Yeah. What does it do wrong?
Too much caramel. Too much caramel.
Too much caramel.
I don't think I like caramel.
Chocolate,
I think that's what I've come to realize.
Caramel and nougat?
Yeah.
No. Like, just the nougat, thanks.
I'll take a Three Musketeers.
Yeah, you're
take
that off your hands.
Everything's distracting from the nougat and the Milky Way.
I like nougat. Nougat's good.
So he came in with these
Kit
Kat.
God, no.
French toast? Is that what they were?
No, cinnamon toast.
Cinnamon toast?
Something toast.
Cinnamon. No, you brought them.
Toast. No, I just eat them. I don't read them.
Kit Kats. So they had like they were kind of orange, which had to be some sort of dye.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of red 7
RFK doesn't like
yellow 6.
Yeah, no.
To get your orange.
Check your sperm counts.
Guerrero doesn't care for those.
No.
But delicious. Well, we had Kit Kat on the top tier.
We did.
We didn't have that specific kind of Kit Kat, but, I mean, put it up there.
Real nice.
Goat
tier for sure. That is where that belongs. So you're not handing those out on Halloween.
Well, I mean, if anybody shows up, but I don't know if we've had a trick-or-treater in, like, 5 years. So.
Wow.
Kind of out in the middle of
nowhere. You're that house. They're like,
more likely to get, like, the strangers.
Can't go by
up.
The old hot house down
yeah.
there.
Oh, yeah. Probably are more likely to get murdered than
get
give
like
out candy.
Three creepy people in the middle of the summer.
We're in the triangle. We're in the Bridgewater Triangle.
Oh, dude, there's some stuff. You ever seen any Thunderbirds?
I don't believe I have.
Not a Thunderbird?
Not,
if you saw one, you'd
not
know
sober,
it.
Not sober, anyway.
No, yeah. That's true. If you saw one, you'd know it. You try one of these things, these French toast things?
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard of them.
Yeah, and I didn't bring you one.
You just gave us back in. I didn't even know that stuff existed.
Okay.
By the way, why do you guys hate Mike and Ike so much? Mike and Ike's are good.
I don't care for Mike and
trash.
Ike.
That's a trash.
And hot tamales are good too. I like both.
I don't
want
a hot tamale.
Yeah,
I like
too much other stuff.
I like hot sauce on a lot of things. I don't need it in my candy.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I also don't like the chewy. I'm not a chewy candy.
Not a chewy guy.
Like
love
you said, gummy bears.
Airhead. Airhead's delicious.
Nothing chewy.
Gummy bears and Airhead.
Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a Sour Patch Kid.
I do kind of like Sour Patch.
Okay,
but more the coating.
Those are chewy. Well, I like the good chewy candies. I don't like the sucky chewy candies.
Oh, got it. Yeah, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, doesn't also, it? You got to get them fresh. You get basically like the day-old version of a Sour Patch Kid. It's a completely different candy. You can tell the difference.
I like them a little stale. It's like a chip.
You do?
Yeah, I like them a little. It's like a chip.
You like your chip stale?
I don't mind a stale chip.
Oh, I hate that. Like nothing worse chip than you go in the cabinet and take that one bite of chip and it's like,
this has gone bad.
And you just throw it away and it ruins the rest of your day.
I don't do that.
Do you guys do the
I ate them.
Like the astronaut candy. What do they call it now? The freeze-dried that's big. It's like freeze-dried Skittles, freeze-dried Nerds.
No.
Science Museum?
No, well, yes. Exactly. That was the old days.
Stuff, yeah,
but now, like, there's whole lines of them, whole racks of
different kinds.
Buzz Aldrin
is trending today.
The Skittles are pretty good. They look like a Skittle that just kind of, like, exploded.
Interesting.
Huh. They're yummy.
Sounds awesome. Buzz was trending. I clicked on it. Not dead. He's endorsing Trump. That's Buzz was trending today.
He'll be dead soon then. Somebody will go after him.
I was surprised he was still with us.
The Buzz is, yeah.
Buzz. Okay.
Fighting guys that think we didn't land on the moon.
Him and Jimmy he shocked that guy.
Yeah, well,
I remember that.
Got a little too close to the truth.
Him and Jimmy Carter canceled each other's votes out, is what it was.
It's true.
They kind of canceled each other
vote?
Out. He didn't.
Carefully. I mean,
early.
Hey, Jimmy, one poop blue, two poops red. That's how they
keep breathing if you want Harris.
Yeah, we'll check your diaper and see how you voted. What do you guys have coming up on the program today?
We got the big double guest corner where we have Adam Schefter and then Scal back-to-back at 3:45 and 4 o'clock. A lot of Bruins today, obviously. This team is struggling, to say the least, and Montgomery on the hot seat. But, yeah, it's a lot of that. And also, is this team protecting Drake May or not? That's a question we'll be asking today.
Okay. Comes your way at 2 o'clock, WEEI Afternoons with Arcan and Hart. We will talk to you tomorrow. Bruins Thursday with the Razor. So we'll talk to Andrew Raycroft tomorrow at 12:30, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI.